T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It looks like funding has been locked in to build a seawall to protect the Staten Island shoreline. On our newsline, Congressman Max Rose, who represents all of Staten Island and a slice of Brooklyn. Congressman, tell us about this seawall. Where will it be built, and what is it designed to do?
So in this day and age, with Sandy having been, Hurricane Sandy, Superstorm Sandy, have been 6 years ago, we have got to come to grips with the fact that sea level rise is inevitable, that superstorms that were once in a generation will now be far more frequent. And we have to ensure that there are resiliency programs in place to protect people as they go about their daily lives. And that is so desperately needed along the east shore of Staten Island, not just to put people at ease, that their lives will not be completely upended by flooding as it once was in there, you know, not too long ago, but also as a means of lowering their insurance bills, their flood insurance bills. And so what we are hoping to do with this project is get it built as quickly as possible, because it has been tied up in bureaucratic red tape for far too long. And so we're very proud to be announcing today that not only has the funding been secured, but we are leapfrogging over the bureaucratic red tape, and we'll initiate construction as soon as possible and secure these funds in the event that the president is looking to reallot them for the border wall after this emergency declaration. It's absolutely essential we get this seawall built.
Do you have concerns that money now dedicated to the seawall at Staten Island could be reappropriated by the president for his border wall along the southern border?
Well, look, I think we are taking the rightful precautions with this act. I don't want to give anybody cause for alarm. But I also want to note here as well that we are still proceeding full ahead with my first piece of legislation, which has already passed the Senate, to grant a long-term easement so as to allow for all echelons of government to partner together to not only finish the construction of this seawall, but to maintain it for years to come. So we're thinking long-term with this, and we're going to show people once again that government can be put to work so as to benefit their lives and protect them against all that which threatens their lifestyle.
Congressman, tell us about the timeline. When will this seawall be built? When will we see construction begin?
Yeah, so look, right now we are looking at construction beginning in 2020 and concluding in and around 2024. My hope is that we can put the pedal to the metal and meet that timeline, maybe even surpass it, because the next superstorm is not going to wait for us. And as people also find that their wages are stagnating, their property taxes are going up, they need some type of relief on these insurance bills that they're paying. So the sooner the better. And this remains my top priority, getting this thing built as quickly as possible.
Is it hyperbole to say that this seawall could protect areas that were just decimated by Sandy?
It's not hyperbole at all. It's not hyperbole at all. That's why we're focusing on it, bringing people together, again, from all levels of government, as well as the Army Corps of Engineers, to make sure that this is prioritized.
The funding set up now between the city, the state, and the feds. Democratic Congressman Max Rose of Staten Island and Brooklyn, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you again so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.